Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, followers, to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak, owner of Velocity Athletic Training Studio. It is Wednesday, December 14th, 2016, 12 p.m., and I'm live from my studio in Langley, British Columbia. If you are tuned in, you may also call to share your views on any of my episodes. The number to call is 1-773-897-6223. It is a long-distance call. Velocity Athletic Training Radio is now on YouTube, iTunes, Podomatic, and Bing Bing. If you are interested in advertising or being featured on Velocity Athletic Training Radio, by all means, visit me at www.advertisecast.com/613 or email Layla, L-A-Y-L-A, at velocityathletictraining.com. Your ad will reach 86,000 plus followers. It's a perfect opportunity to have your products and services, showcased on the show. All right, today's featured business is, of course, my favorite, ultimate favorite donair place in Langley, BC, Big Bite Fresh Donair, serving authentic Lebanese donairs. They're so yummy. You must go. If you live in Langley and surrounding areas, you must go to this space. They have beef, chicken, falafel, as well as various platters that are sure to fill you up with fresh taste and, of course, optimal nutrition. Authentic Lebanese donairs at Big Bite Fresh Donair are your answer to a pre-workout and post-workout meals. They are located at unit number 804. 6339 200 Street in Langley. You may also call to place your order at 604-427-3393. Okay, they also have lunches and dinners. Excuse me. Thank you to all of those who have tuned in and plus one'd athlete meditation on Google and YouTube. Keep practicing your meditations. I guarantee you will see a change in your performance. And please, by all means, email me and let me know. Touch base with me. Let me know what your experiences are, what your journey is during your meditations, if you want to share, of course. All right, today's episode, Athlete Power Words. Words are everywhere. We speak them, we read them, and we absorb them. Words can touch us emotionally and mentally. We react when someone feeds us a positive word or compliments us. It makes us feel good. Words can also have the adverse effect on us emotionally and mentally. Research has shown that when someone is being abused verbally, it has a far more detrimental effect on a person's emotional and mental state, their health and well-being as well. When one is exposed to constant negative words, such as being called stupid, dumb, worthless, fatso, or just being told they are ugly, they begin to believe what they are hearing. So the purpose in today's episode is to master the use of positive and powerful words in your athletic career and or lifestyle. I will not focus on defining each word, but translating it to what each word stands for and of course, by all means, you may use these words to your own liking. Define them in your athleticism, okay? First one, power. Okay, not to confuse it with having power over someone. That's not why I'm using this word. Power in my athletic lifestyle is my body has the power to work through this, as well as I have the power to work through this emotionally and mentally. It is my internal power in which I use within me. Okay, that's what power is in your athleticism. How are you going to internalize this in your athleticism? Determination gives you the opportunity to remain grounded. Okay, when you're determined, your feet are planted. Okay, last week I in my athlete meditation, I discussed planting the seeds in our mind. So when you plant the seed of determination, it actually begins to flourish within you, and it grounds you so you don't give up, right? Faith, whether you want to bring God into your athleticism through prayer or simply having the faith in yourself and believing in yourself, okay, these are, again, just words of inspiration, how I define them according to what I do, how I see it. Take these words and use them the way you want to view it, the way you want to use them in your athletic games and in your lifestyle and your everyday life. And I believe strongly in faith, okay, on both sides of the coin. Win. You ever notice when someone wins something in life, whether it pertains to athleticism or not, just the fact of knowing you have won something, it's an awesome feeling. It feels good inside. People are congratulating you. They're happy for you. You're getting all this positive energy around you, positive words, and you know people are even hugging you and happy for you. Okay, take a wedding, for example. People are happy when two people are united. They've taken an oath to be together forever. People are celebrating. Okay, so this is the same thing. When you win, you get that elated feeling that you've accomplished something. And all that hard work has paid off. You've won. Alive. Okay, I know we're all alive. I'm speaking. But generate that feeling of being alive with your athleticism. Breathe it. Feel it. Be it. You are it. You're alive with it. Okay? We always go through cycles of ups and downs. And it's when you feel like you're alive with what you're doing, you won't feel down. Okay? Breathe. Ties in well with being alive, of course, because if we're not breathing, we're not alive. But in this respect, use your breath in meditation. Last week's episode was based upon meditation, visualizing your opponent, whether it was someone who is your competitor, whether it is someone within your family, within your circle. Okay, we focused on bringing that person in or that team in and breathing with it. Okay. This ties in well with feel. Okay, your next power word is feel. Because as an athlete, you need to feel. And I'm not just talking about when you take the hits, you're feeling the hits. I'm talking feel your environment, the external. Okay? So in my, again, back to my athlete meditation, I'm going to refer to that. I mentioned how I connected with my sport. Okay, I was a runner. I was on the track team. I loved to run, whether practicing with my teammates or just going out on a jog. That was my thing, my gig. So what I would do, and, you know, of course, a lot of people thought I was nuts. What is Layla doing sitting there with her hands on the track? I was connecting. I was feeling it. I wanted to feel what it's going to be like running on it. Okay? So I was connecting. Okay, so connect, feel it. That's how you make that togetherness with what you're doing. It's by feeling it. Here's another good word. Very powerful. And we all know this word. Strength. Okay, I'm not just talking about building your physical strength. We know we need to build up physical strength in order to perform. But I'm talking more along the lines of building your mental and your emotional strength as well. What you plant in the mind is what your emotions will feel and what your body will perform. Okay, so plant those seeds, the seed of strength. I mentioned this last week in athlete meditation. Plant the seed. These words that I'm sharing with you are your seeds to plant and have them grow within you. Nourish them. They will radiate outward into your environment. Okay, this is the purpose of going in and you know, taking out what we don't need anymore as an athlete or as anyone that follows an athletic lifestyle. Remove what you don't need and focus on the powerful words that will enrich you, enrich your mind. Plant them. They're seeds. A single word is a single seed. Okay, so use your strength mentally and emotionally. Very, very important. Because if you break down mentally, you're going to break down emotionally, and you're going to break down physically. You're prone to injury. Next word, meditate. You know, I've dealt with some semi-pro athletes, and when I use this word meditate, they kind of go, well, what do you mean, Layla? What do you want me to do? How do I do that? That's the problem with being an athlete or even leading an athletic lifestyle. Quieting yourself down. Because as an athlete, the number one thing you keep doing is move, move, move. And it's in my mantra. It's in my tagline. Get up, move. Pardon me. Unleash your inner athlete. I believe in that, but I also create balance, right? We got to be balanced athletes. So meditation gives you the opportunity to download your mind, okay? Download your emotions. Download your physical being. That's right. Give your body a rest. We all know this. We all need a break. We need time off. Your body, mind, and soul need the rest. They need to recuperate as well as rejuvenate. Okay? So meditation is not a funny thing to, it's not something to laugh about. You know, if you're this big, you know, 6 foot boxer or 6 foot football player or hockey player and someone says to you, meditate, be open, because it's amazing. It is just amazing how I see a transformation when I put an athlete through meditation. It's incredible. Okay, so don't close the door on this. Tune into athlete meditation, listen to the guidance, absorb it, use it. Okay, I know in most sports there's the ego, so drop the ego, drop it, let it go. Drop the ego and quiet, download, keep downloading. It's amazing what will transpire when you download. All right? Define. You know, the thing is with defining is that I look back on my athletic, I can't call it a career because I didn't actually make it into the Olympics. I had the opportunity to be, to go that route. But, excuse me, when you're 16 years old, you know, the world is full of so much. And coach was unhappy when I told him, I don't plan on, you know, going competitive. So it was a heartbreaker for him. And reflecting back, to this day, I realize it's also a heartbreaker for me because I didn't define myself as an athlete. Okay? So it's important to define yourself. Ask yourself these three things, these three words, what, how, and why. Right? What am I accomplishing as an athlete? These are questions you need to ask yourself. What are you accomplishing? How will you accomplish that goal? And why are there setbacks? See, for me, something came into my life that I look back now as a setback. So, these three, it's really, really, I mean, out of all the power words, I would recommend define yourself first and then play around with what the other words. So define, I'm going to repeat it, define who you are as an athlete. Define yourself. Ask yourself what, how, and why. What am I accomplishing as an athlete? Are you doing this? Are you in athleticism for the big bucks? I mean, yes, money does talk, right? But what else is there? Is it a passion for you? Is it something that your parents have told you, oh, you'll excel at this only because it was their dream at one point? Okay, so define that. Ask yourself, what am I accomplishing? How will I accomplish the goal? Right? What route are you going to take to get to the end of the tunnel? And why are there setbacks? Because there will be setbacks. And not just obstacles in terms of, you know, injuries and getting there. You will have someone come in that may sidetrack you away from the goal. So define yourself and stick to that definition. It may change here and there, but keep the base. Defeat. Now, this is a really powerful word. I mean, it's part of the equation of being an athlete, okay? There's going to be defeat. There's going to be an up, and you're going to come down. This is a very powerful word. Defeat is part of the equation in athleticism. How will you deal with defeat? These are important questions. Are you going to punch a wall, or are you going to download the game? Download your opponent in your mind and analyze the game, analyze the competition, analyze what you overlooked. It goes back to, defeat goes back to meditate. Right? You're going to sit down and quiet the mind, visualize the game, visualize the competition, visualize the opponent. Analyze it. And when you do this, when you use these power words, you evolve. Okay, you accept defeat. You create a new plan and you put it into practice. You evolve as an athlete. That's the last power word, evolve. Okay, share your light, share your passion, share your knowledge. So these words are just a few of, what, 1,000 or more so words in this world. You may use these words, vibrate with them, breathe them in, plant them into your mind. Use them in your journey. You may define them in any way you wish that will vibrate within your inner being. And then they radiate outward into your environment. Okay? I will close with a few thoughts for you to ponder. It is the time of year when people around the world begin to look at the spiritual side of things. A new year is dawning. People begin to reflect on what changes they want to make, what they want to let go of, and begin a new year of renewal. Take the initiative to constantly renew and rejuvenate yourself throughout the year, not just once a year, but throughout the year. Athleticism, an athletic lifestyle is all year round. Okay, so constantly renew yourself. When you begin to peel the onion, okay, perfect example, you take that onion, you start to peel each layer of the onion, use the words, write them onto that layer of the onion. Each layer, you are unfolding a new you. Okay, and the core of it is the core, right into the core of you, is a loving, peaceful, spiritual being. Now imagine what the world will be like for the next generation if we set the example for them today. I am Layla Smolak, owner of Velocity Athletic Training Studio and host of Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Visit me at www.velocityathletictraining.com. Until my next episode, have a great week. Thank you for tuning in, and I am now over, and I am out.